We could hear her scraping on the roof, removing tiles, digging her way in. I became frightened of water because the pipes led outside. I had nightmares about sitting on the toilet and a hand rising up from the bowl to draw a long green claw along my buttock. Did I lock the bathroom window? That was my last coherent thought before I noticed she had taken them. All of them. I didn't have time to grieve for the friends, the neighbours, the world beyond. I wedged a wardrobe halfway up the stairs, never went up again. The air is electric. Sometimes I hear her singing. She sang a lot. The kitchen lino is covered with the ashes of my record collection. I try to eradicate the noise of her, to burn her out. And then one day I saw a claw mark on the oven. I don't know if I imagined it. I haven't been back to the kitchen since. I think of people asleep in their beds, soft blankets, soft breathing, and her hovering over them with her hair extensions, emerald eyeshadow, and bleeding eyes. Do they wake up before she takes them? Sometimes she taps on the windows. I'm developing some kind of fever. The duvet is long discarded and I'm down to my vest top and pants. Sometimes my skin becomes leather. I need help. I need food. I reach for my supplies. Moldy fruit, empty cartons, a detritus of labels and cardboard. This is it. I have nothing left.